Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
How's your morning going?
Rushed, but good. Yours?
Pretty good.
Good.
Not rushed.
Good.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, normally. I don't know. I got up a couple times. What's 35 normal? I peed once. I have to wake up to roll over. That was twice. But I slept soundly in between three wake-ups.
Oh.
You?
I think I slept about the same as you at 62 years old.
So either I'm old or you're young.
I'm not certain. I have a story for you today, and our client's name is Lita. Lita is over Zoom, and I can see that she's sitting at a dining room table.
So you've named her Lita.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've named her Lita. That is not her real name.
Okay.
So Lita's over Zoom, and I can see she's sitting at a kitchen table because I can see a fridge behind her, and I can see part of the table, and her sitting down. And that whatever device is just sitting on the table and that she's facing into another room, but I don't know what room it is. And at the beginning of the session, after consent, she says to me, I'm just going to pick open. Because part of consent is saying, how do you want your session to be? Do you want to be in complete control and pick your services, number one? Number two, do you want an open session where the guides come in and they make all of the choices how your session's going to run? And number three, where you have a combination of both, where you might ask questions and direct it, and there might be periods of time during a session where you can say, what do the guides want to share with me that is on their agenda and not on my agenda? And so Lita says to me, I'm just going with open. She says, you can, whatever you get is fine. And I hear a man's voice saying, oh, no, she doesn't. Oh, no, she knows exactly what she wants, like this. And I said, oh, well, whose voice is this? And would you be something that she wants, perhaps? And he says to me, I'm her dad, and she 100% wants me. And she doesn't just want an open session. She wants medium. She wants to talk to me. And that's the only reason that she's calling you. Like, this is very specific, but very typical of what Lita does. And he says, and it's all my fault. He said her behavior is entirely on the way that I raised her and the things that I did to create her beliefs and her fears. And as a consequence of that, these behaviors that you're seeing today. So he says, Karen, he says, I want you to start by saying that I'm here and that I'm saying this to you. So can you repeat what I just said and what I just did to you, to her, please? And I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. So I said, Lita, I said, your dad is here and he's saying there's no way you want an open session. And she goes, well, maybe. And I said, no, I said, you don't want past lives. You don't want a medical intuitive reading. And she goes, well, maybe I do. And I said, no. I said, because there's no medical issue that you're actually asking about. You're healthy. And she goes, yeah, I'm healthy. Like this. And he says to me, as she's doing this, he goes, this behavior that you're seeing, Karen, this isn't her fault. He says, this is as a result of how I treated her right from the time she was such a tiny little kid. She doesn't know where to go. She's always in attack or always in complete avoidance. And those are her only two strategies. She has no other ones. And she does not believe or wants to go to therapy. She doesn't think that anybody can help her, like, out of this. And she thinks this is just her life and that other people have to figure out how to manage their relationships with her. So if she's going to attack back, then she just sort of expects that they have to put up with that. But she picks who she's going to attack. Much like me, she picks people who she knows that she can attack and that they're going to have to tolerate it to some degree.
Karen's talking about Lita's father.
Yes.
sounded like you said much like me. Like,
oh,
Karen.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Yes, that's right. So then her dad says, look, she's looking for validations that I'm around her. And he says, you're going to have a hard time with this. Karen, trying to confirm it, he says, let me explain what's going on first. So he says, she picks very average things that a lot of people look for validations when somebody dies. She picks butterflies. She picks dragonflies. She picks a crow. She picks a feather. So he tells me the four things that are, I find, are the most common.
And dimes.
Oh, yes, Kelly. But he didn't say that, but you're correct. But he picks those four and he says, so she picks those things and says, Dad, give me a sign that you're around. And he says, and I do. He says, I give her the feather. I give her the crow. I give her the butterfly, the dragonfly. She changes it. I give her the next one. Or she misses it. Somebody points it out to her and she completely dismisses it. And he says, and then she doesn't even appreciate it. She'll just sort of look at it and go, well, no. And she moves on to something else. So, well, even if I do give her the butterfly and she sees it right in front of her, she'll just be like, well, no, that's not Dad. So let's try a dragonfly next. And he says, she does that because of the way I treated her as a kid. He said, I did things like I denied her reality constantly. He said, if she said, you know,
your eyes look green today.
Yeah. No, they don't. No, they don't look green. They look blue. You know, my eyes are blue. Like, he does anything that's contrary, anything that's argumentative, so that she's constantly in a state of, well, I can't accept anything. So I have to move to the next thing. And I have to move to it really fast or this is going to blow up. And if it blows up, like, this is just not going to be good for me, for Lita. So I have to move really fast. So he goes, I've done this. He says, I've created this in her. He says, so I want to point it out. I want you to say those four things. I want you to say what she does. I want you to say exactly how I treated her that contributes to and trained her to behave this way, so that while people do meet her needs, while people do work with her, she pushes it away so fast to see what they didn't do because of me. And then she moves on. But this is creating terrible problems for her in her career. Terrible and absolutely horrible problems for her in her personal life. She just happens to have some people in her personal life that are kind of like hunker down, and they're staying in this situation with her. So she's not even considering dealing with the personal issues. But the issues at work for her are bubbling to the surface, and she knows that. She's been spoken to about her behavior. She's been written up about her behavior. She's been told about it. She's been told to get therapy or she's going to lose her job. And she's playing a game where she's going to therapy just to say that she's in it, not understanding that if the where she works doesn't actually see change, they know that she's not telling the therapist the truth, that she's not using any of the tools. And that they're documenting this to say, okay, we've paid for therapy, we've shown you that we are working at this relationship and that we value and do want to keep you, but eventually we're going to say we did what we could and now you are going. Mm-hmm. And this is a lesson for her that the work environment is doing this in a systematic way. Because it's eventually going to happen at home and in other areas of her life. But she doesn't want to see any of it. So her dad's like, I want to point this out. I want to take responsibility for what I've done. And he says, and I want to point out how it's impacting her. Tell her about the validations first. Go tell her all of that. So I did. I said, Lita, and I told her what he said about, you know, the four different things. And she sat and looked at me and she went, and just kind of like shifts her eyes, doesn't say anything. And he goes, this is her and freezing. this is her where she's caught in something and she's just not going to answer you. She's just going to do something with her eyes. She just sort of will do things with her hair. She'll do a couple of things that she thinks are actions. And he goes, please point out what she thinks is an action instead of actually taking a healthy action. And I said, oh, okay. So I said, Olita, I said, your dad is pointing out that you will play with your hair. You will do something. You will move your eyes. And you think that's an action, but it's literally like you're frozen. You don't really know what to do. So these small little things that you do, twirling your hair with your finger, shifting your eyes, you think is an action.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like a response?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she literally thinks that she's doing something, and now I've distracted them with like this hair twirling, this shifting of my eyes, and now I can continue doing what I'm doing. So there's this impasse between the two of us, and I really don't know what to do with it. Yeah, I'm going to honestly say it's awkward for me because she's doing what she normally does in conversation, and it typically moves on from that point. And it's not because I'm not in a conversation with her in that regard. I'm channeling for her. So it's so different and it's so weird. So then I just sit there and her dad comes in and says to me, I'm going to move on. He says, I'm not going to do this. I just want to move to the next thing that I want to deal with today. And he says, I'm here with her daughter. And I said, what? And he goes, I'm here with her daughter and I need to be specific. You're going to ask me the question. I know what you're going to ask me. Her daughter is a miscarriage. She suspects that the miscarriage was a female. She doesn't know it for a fact. It's a suspicion. It's what she refers to when her and her husband talk about it, that it's a female. So they say her. And her other daughter is sitting across the table behind the laptop in front of you. Remote view her, Karen. And I'm like, well, hold up a second. He goes, no, go ahead. You can remote view her. And instantly I see almost like a mirror image of my client because her daughter looks so much like her, has the same haircut, the same hair color, the same freckles. Like she looks so, so much like her mom. And her mom looks so young that they really do look like sisters to me. So that part's super easy. And her dad says to me, her daughter's writing on a piece of paper. It's just paper and it's a pencil. It's you're going to need that. That's going to be important at some time. So I said, okay, so what's on the paper then? And he goes, all of the questions that she's been wanting to ask me. And I said, so her daughter is sitting on the other side of the laptop. Yep, she's ticking off the things that I'm covering and to see if I'm going to answer the question. So her daughter's on the other side.
Testing.
Yeah. And he says, so I'm telling you that. And he says, and I'm really sorry, he says, because as I'm saying this to you, if you end up doing a podcast on this at some point, this is going to make it sticky for you because your listeners might go, oh, I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call too. I'm going to be one of those assholes. And I'm going to say assholes because that's what they are. Mm-hmm. So, and please, if you're listening to this podcast, don't be one of those assholes.
And if you have been in the past, like, admit it and just buck up and do better.
Yes, you can still call back and move on. No problem. Mm-hmm. Just don't continue to be an asshole. So anyway, so he says to me, I want you to tell her that her daughter's here. I want you to say that she's not a miscarriage. I want her to know that I'm with her child. I'm trying to be a different kind of dad. And I said, okay, I get what you're doing. And he goes, okay, thanks, Karen. So he goes, tell her that. So I said, Lita, you know, you've had a miscarriage and your dad is with the miscarriage on the other side. And she goes, yes, just like this. And I said, well, he's trying, you know, and I gave her some of the messages about trying to be a different dad, trying to say that he cares. And she sits in front of me and she goes, okay, like that. And again, with no emotion. And Dad says, you know, tell her I'm trying to change. I'm trying to show up and show her that I care. I'm trying to be different, not the dad on earth. That there are two different dads. Like, I can say what I was like on earth. I was an ass. I've described the way I treated her, the consequences of it. I'm trying to take responsibility. I'm trying to apologize for it. And I'm trying to be a different dad now and say, I care and I'm showing up for you. It's what she wants. It's on her list. And I said all of that. I said, Lita, you want two dads and he's trying to be two dads. You want me to prove who he was because that means I'm a medium and it means I'm actually talking to your dad. You want the apologies, you want the acknowledgement because it proves that he's here. And you also want the healthier version of a dad because you want to know your dad cares about you. But you're also just sitting there staying stone cold, trying not to feel anything. And she just sits and looks at me and she goes, go on. That's it. So then I said to her dad, what else do you want me to say? And he says, well, she's in school, or pardon me, not in school. She's just finished school. She's gone back to school to educate herself in, and he said in health. I didn't know what career she had gone into, Kelly. And all he said to me was that she had gone into something in health. And I know that's broad. I know some people might go, wow, there's tons of careers in that. That's so vague. It is and it isn't. Because she didn't go into finances and banking. She didn't go
engineering,
into
yeah.
to trades. She didn't go into, I mean, people can play that game, but he just simply said to me, into health. And so I told her that. And I said, he's saying that it's complete, that it's done. And he's here to say that he knows that you did it. And he's trying to say to you that he's very proud. You want to know your dad's proud of you. And she goes, go on. And he says, Karen, you can be excited. Like, I know your personality. You can say and show how excited and convey for her that I love her and be yourself. So I said, well, okay, that's good. I said, so, you know, Lita, your dad's so excited. And like, I'm me, but I'm also trying to convey on his behalf these beautiful emotions that he really does have for her. And he says, can you now tell her that I know my granddaughter's sitting on the other side of the screen? Can you please say to my granddaughter, hi, honey, I've tried really hard to apologize to your mom today and to be a better dad. And I'm sorry because you're struggling with some of the things that your mom is going through. So it's hard on you too. And I said that to like through Lita, and I'm quiet. He goes, just be quiet. You can remote view if you want, Karen, or just be quiet. He said, I'm not going to talk for a second. And I'm thinking, oh shit, you're not going to talk. But just as I'm thinking that, oh, okay, what am I going to do sitting here for another or for a whole minute, not saying anything. And his granddaughter has come around the table. And she comes and stands beside her mom, and she's very affectionate with her mom. She puts one arm like around her mom, and she gives her like a kiss on her cheek. She moves her mom's hair back, puts it behind her ear, kind of a thing. You can see like genuine care and affection for her mom. And she says, hi, Karen. And I said, oh, hello, like this. And she says, I came over here to say hi to Grandpa. And she says, and I want to say thanks to Grandpa for coming in and being healthier today. It's everything that my mom wants. And she says, and I want to say something. She says, I'm looking right at my mom. I'm staring at my mom through all of this over the iPad. She says, I've got the piece of paper in front of me and I've been checking things off for my mom. And she says, I just want you to know as a medium that you have nailed it. But my mom's not giving you any of that because that's what my mom does. She won't give you an inch to say that you are right because she wants more. And she says, I see what my mom's doing. And she says, and I've seen that she's like, she does this to me. She does this to my dad. She does this to my brother all the time.
How old is her daughter?
Oh, Kelly, she looks to me like she would be maybe like late high school, early college.
Wow.
Like she's a young adult. And she says to me, this is the look on my mom's face. This is the behavior she gives me and my brother and my dad, like all the time. And it's something that the three of us have been trying to talk to my mom about in regards to what's going on at work, where we're trying to say, do you think it's this behavior? Like, we're all pointing it out to you. Chances are you're doing it at work, mom, and this is what's getting you into trouble. But she won't listen. So we're all afraid mom's going to lose her job over this. And she says, so I just wanted to sit down and say to you, thank you. She says, I just really wanted to say, I really wanted to show up and just thank my grandpa for coming in and actually saying everything that he has done to contribute to all of these problems. We're okay. We're, you know, my brother and my dad and I, we're figuring it out and we love mom. Like we're going to figure it out with her. We're not going anywhere, but she doesn't know that. So she keeps doing it, but we'll break this. And, she says to me, I just wanted to say thank you because I see the time. We've run out of time and my mom has no intention of thanking you. My mom has no intention of telling you that you're right, that you're accurate, that you're doing a good job. And I'm going to talk to my mom about her behavior about this afterwards. But I wanted to take a moment to thank you. And really, very importantly, I wanted to say thank you to my grandpa.
That was extremely ballsy of this young girl to say all of this to you in about her mom in front of her mom.
Yes.
And did her mom register any kind of shame?
None.
Okay. And I'll clarify my question. Not that she should feel shame, but that would be a very natural emotion when someone is exposing something that you are not proud of in yourself.
Yeah. No. There was...
Just stone cold.
I would say stone cold and leaning to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think people can understand that mm-hmm. when you've seen somebody who is stone cold, I would imagine some people listening to it go, well, that is anger.
Mm-hmm.
Stone cold is anger. Yeah, that is being displayed. So I think she tried to show no emotion, but that got very mixed up with anger during the session mm-hmm. towards her dad. I didn't take any of that personally. But it does make for a very difficult channeling session when people behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand it. Yeah. So anyway, at the very end of the time, she actually didn't speak for the rest of that. Her daughter did. And her daughter closed out the session and said, bye, Karen.
All right.
And her mom just sat there just kind of looking at the screen and really not saying anything until her daughter hit end
mm-hmm.
and Zoom call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This granddaughter then, by the end of this session, is getting clarity about her mom's behavior. She's understanding where she can go forward here in some ways with her mom. She now knows that her mom is aware of it, has been confronted by dad. She now knows, like, that the truth is all out on the table and we're not going to go backwards.
And she wasn't even the client.
Yeah. And both women now have a way to know that grandpa is on their side and supporting them as they both try to create a healthier relationship between the two of them and between the brother and the dad.
Giving Lita a lot of credit there.
I'm trying. Yes.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.